Hello friends, Paul Angelo here. Welcome to another podcast. You're going to love this one. And let's start with a question. Do you take any superfoods? Have you heard about spirulina, Crolera, iodine? Do you take any vitamin C or vitamin D? Have you heard about methylene blue? I actually started to take methylene blue recently. It's an extraordinary superfood for your brain, for your mitochondria. In this podcast, however, we're going to discuss a superfood that transcends all other superfoods. This superfood is better than taking spirulina, Crolera, iodine, vitamin D, methylene blue, and any other superfood that you're taking. So get ready. This superfood is going to change your life. My name is Paul Angelo. I'm the founder of the Biggie Family Social Program. If you're looking for relationships, if you're looking for meeting men in a loving, kind, protected way in a private social program, then join us. Visit the website biggayfamily.com. The difference is that we do not enable toxic behaviors, and our program is extraordinary. Love works inside our program, while everywhere else you experience trauma, abuse, abandonment, rejections, and fear. We don't have any of that in the program. So join us. Visit the website biggayfamily.com. The superfood that we are talking about here is clearly love. And just imagine the following situation. You are having a bad day, and someone who cares about you walks in and gives you a hug. Imagine that you have a wonderful day, and then someone comes over, he cares about you, he loves you, and then you share about your victories together. Imagine that you're not feeling well, someone comes over, makes you herbal tea, sits with you, holds your hand, gives you a hug. Just imagine the difference that those situations make. So next time you as a man, you say to yourself, oh, love is for women, then I want you to imagine these situations. Because I bet you've had these situations in your life. Whether you feel anxious or depressed and you're home alone, or you have these victories but you have nobody to share them with, or you're sick and you have to confront your illness on your own. Those are not fun moments. And if we multiply those moments by 100 across the span of 1 year, just imagine how much anxiety, tension, depression, and negativity that you have to confront on your own, and compare that with the absence of those if you had a lover. Now you tell me, what kind of life is better? The kind of life where you have a lover who's there for you at those moments, or when you're completely on your own? So next time that you defend sex instead of love, I would like for you to imagine those situations and recalibrate your direction, your pursuits, your style of pursuits of relationships, love and sex. As men, we trivialize love because we were not taught by our fathers that love is a real thing. Most of us have not had a loving father, so the concept of an emotional connection to another man is a foreign concept. And that's why everything resorts back to sex, the lack of ability to connect through conversation, communication, dialogue, sharing, creates a situation where we resort to the primitive style of coming together, and that's sex. But because sex has no ability to create emotional connections that are strong, we are left empty. And that pattern continues sometimes for decades. What I'd like to emphasize to all of us is that we have emotional deprivation going on in our lives. And that absence of emotion creates loneliness and creates depression and anxieties at the moments when we need emotional connections the most. So you can do the math. You can calculate the number of days where you wish you had someone to give you a hug when you feel bad or when you are sick or when something wrong happens. And then compare those days to the days that you're super horny, you wish you had a lot of sex. And you would notice that the amount of days where you feel bad anxious, depressed, and alone these days happen more often than the days that you're super horny, wish someone came over to have sex with you. And this will help you realize that what you need more is a lover who loves you, not someone who gives you the best sex ever. So thinking about it this way is helpful because we trivialize love because we don't realize how much of it we need, especially when you are alone, when you have struggles in your life. If everything's going great, if you have no struggles in your life, if you feel like you're a happy camper most of the time, if there's absolutely everything going your way, yeah, you can treat yourself to some sex. But in most cases, if you're over 40, those victorious moments, those abundant states of mind rarely happen when you are alone, because loneliness causes those anxieties. Loneliness causes those anxious moments and those depressions. We live in this state of orphanage. We are orphans most of the time. And that's why life does not feel as good as it could feel. And who cares how much sex you're going to have? It's so temporary. It cannot compare to the amount of joy that you would have had if you had someone give you a hug, if you had someone show up, make you coffee, tea, or herbal something when you feel ill, or when someone is there when you lose your job, or when someone that you have known for many years has died and you are in a state of grief. So think about it this way, and you're going to realize that love is the greatest medicine. It's the greatest superfood. You can take vitamins for the rest of your life, but if you don't have love, you're going to have anxieties. You're going to have negative states of mind. And that affects your physical health. That affects your motivation to get up and work out, take care of yourself. Very few men can sustain healthy behaviors by themselves. We are not made to be alone. We are not made to be lonely. We are not made to be so radically independent that we reject love and get away with it. Nobody gets away with the absence of love in their lives. Everyone who does not have a boyfriend is negatively impacted by his absence. We can look at it from the mental health perspective, physical health perspective, from the time perspective, how much time you are wasting on looking for sex and hookups. Imagine that time spent on productive activities. No matter how you look at love, if you don't have it, you suffer more. Period. Case closed. And if you're defending that being single is okay, if you're defending that, it's like defending the idea that you can eat cheeseburgers and hamburgers from McDonald's every day and get away with it. You're not going to get away with it. You're going to get sick, ill, and eventually die of early death. Exactly the same pattern is repeated when we don't have love. We eventually get sick and we die earlier death. Every research about loneliness points to that. In fact, there is research that points to the comparison of 15 cigarettes smoked a day having the same impact on a person when they're single without a lover. So you can be super healthy, super fit person, but if you don't have a lover, if you don't have love in your life, it's like smoking 15 cigarettes every day. Just imagine the impact of that. It's pretty insane. And the older I get, the more this message is reinforced by my sensations, the sensations of all the people that I work with. Everyone suffers 10 times more when they are by themselves, when they are lonely, and when they have struggles creating relationships. To create loving relationships, we want to first choose to have them. You can have them, but you have to choose to have them over sex. This choice has to be intentional, and you have to have this defense mechanism that produces intentional direction towards love over sex. You can't go after sex and find love. That pattern may have worked in the 90s, where there was no Grindr, and the demoralization in the gay world was not as powerful as it is today. Today, most gay men are turned into sex addicts, and you can't find love with them because they're going to be on Grindr while they're dating you, and they'll always assume there's someone better. And because nobody will be perfect for them, they will never be satisfied with who they have in front of them. So this addiction to Grindr and the hookup apps is going to prevent them from relationships for as long as they're on those platforms. That's how these platforms are designed, to keep everybody depressed, anxious, and going back to those platforms. So today, you cannot get away with the pursuit of sex as a chance to find love. It will never happen. I don't know anybody who has had that happen in their lives over the past 15 years. I don't know a single example. And I am in this field 24/7, coaching men, training them, and I see who's succeeding and I see who's failing. Those men who succeed are able to look beyond their sexual arousal and the concept of sexual compatibility, and they're able to connect emotionally first. They have attraction to each other, but they're not fighting for the mechanical compatibility of sexual behavior. They're fighting for the emotional connection, for the sensation of friendship, for the feeling of safety with each other, and then the trust, and then the commitment, and then sexuality comes onto that platform of an emotional, trusting, safe connection. That is the way that relationships can work in this world today. So choose the approach of emotion, communication, and then sexuality later. That approach is the safer approach. And then you can benefit from the love that develops in that container and the property of love, which is a superfood, the greatest superfood ever invented. The more of that kind of superfood that you have, the better quality life you're going to have, the more joyful, excited, ambitious, driven you're going to feel. And in the absence of that superfood, you're going to feel depressed and anxious most of the time. And just think about those situations of feeling sick and nobody's coming over, having a bad day, nobody's coming over, not feeling healthy, nobody's coming over. What will that do? That's going to send you into a spiral of anxiety that's very difficult to come out of. And just compare that with a situation where someone does come over. Your life is immediately turned around. You can feel re-motivated. You can feel re-energized. You can feel like life is good again, despite all those challenges, when you have someone who cares about you, who loves you, who's there for you. So don't trivialize love, my friends. If anything, you're better off trivializing sex and making love the pillar for your life. And that's what I encourage everybody to do. And if you want to meet men in a healthy way, we have a place where you can do that. If you want to learn how to connect with them, we have the methodology that shows you how to do that. And if you've had a lot of obstacles, then we have the dating process that removes those obstacles. All of that is available for you right now inside the Big Gay Family social program. So join us, visit the website biggayfamily.com. Create the best relationships of your life with us. Most members, after joining the program within 30 days, they're realizing that there is a different way of meeting men. There is a better way to connecting with men. And we have that methodology here in the program waiting for you. So join us, visit the website biggayfamily.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for learning here with me. I'm excited to share these ideas with you. If you're new to my channel, please subscribe so that we learn together. And I'm very excited to share with you another podcast in the future. And again, thank you for listening. And I'm looking forward to talking to you soon. Okay, my friends, signing off. Talk to you in the next podcast. Take care.